I've been a longtime believer that any growth that will come to the population of Northeast Ohio, and Cleveland in particular, will come from immigrants. I don't foresee any mass exodus from the outer suburbs back to the central city. If we want to grow, both our population and economy, we need to attract and then retain talented immigrants. Studies show that talented immigrants are much more likely to start a business and hire people than those born here. Case Western Reserve University has a significant international student population. In this podcast, KCIO Lev Gonick talks about the importance of international students and how to keep them and the talented local kids here in town.
Coming to you from the world-renowned Magnum Building on beautiful Payne Avenue in the heart of Cleveland, Ohio, it's the entrepreneur himself, Dan Hansen, bringing you the Great Lakes Geek Show.
Besides very bright students, Case also attracts probably more than any other, at least area institution, international students.
And yeah, full 10% of our student body are international students. That's right, Dan.
And this, you know, obviously it's a global economy. I think that's another thing where they're learning here from the professors at Case, but we in the community and in the university are learning so much from them. From their culture and how to participate in this global economy.
Well, I think you're right again. I teach a fifth-year engineering course for a program on management for engineers, and that student body is designed to be approximately 50% international students and 50% American. And I have to say the realities of globalization and the flat world make it such that when it works, there's great symbiosis between, the national U.S. Students with U.S. experience and the international students, and they do get a real chance to compare notes, compare cultural issues, style, values, orientation to learning, technology, and the great news is that, what we're producing here are, we hope, students with a toolkit that allows them to really be in the service of their either company or of their nonprofit organization, who are more and more, all of them, realizing that they need to have a global strategy. And so it's fitting talent to opportunity rather than to kind of, if you will, labor arbitrage or other kinds of things that have traditionally described kind of why does IT go offshore, cheaper labor. Well, that's not that is less and less the situation today. The reality is we're getting another generation of young graduating students from computer science, engineering, business, and elsewhere who can really be facile on any side of the world in helping to deal with the challenge of the issue of the day.
The multi-billion dollar question is how do we attract and then keep these talented international and our own homegrown students here in the Cleveland area? It's not as...
Yeah, I mean, you're right. That is a very big question, I'm not sure, how much we want to provoke in this conversation, but I would share one of the central theses has to be that we need to maintain a very open mind to, and in fact, to aggressively attract students who come to Case Western Reserve and the other institutions of higher education from across Northeast Ohio, to attract them as we did in the 50s and 60s, to consider the opportunity to bring their families, create businesses, or to serve our communities in a way which balances all of the realities of the global context that we're well aware of. But I think Cleveland in particular needs to be as open-minded as humanly possible, because if we're going to get net growth, and the growth is going to be around talent that's going to create a clean economy and create an educated workforce, it's going to be the students who come out of our graduate programs at the universities in our community, and we need to make this an inviting place rather than a chilly climate for them.
Right. You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.